Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An assault in Fairmount has neighbors on edge about a local shelter for children in crisis. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says it stems from a random attack of a 53-year-old father who remains in the hospital with brain injuries a week after being viciously beaten near his home.
Michelle Ferreira says her husband Ben Wheelock's memory is just starting to improve.
He's doing about as well as can be expected.
A section of his skull was removed to reduce swelling.
The real long-term issue is going to be his memory and his language. He's having a really hard time getting words out.
He doesn't remember much of the attack, which occurred last week near 16th and Mount Vernon Streets. According to sources, three of the four alleged attackers are from an area shelter for children in crisis.
And that facility takes over the responsibility of the parents, and they are not doing it.
One neighbor who didn't want to be identified for fear of retaliation said the incident is the most troubling in a string of other nuisances.
What happened to Ben is like the natural escalation of what has been going on, and the neighbors have been trying to deal.
Representatives of the shelter did not return a request for comment. Michelle Ferreira is torn about the incident. Despite what happened to her husband, she empathizes with the youth involved and faults larger forces. Still, she and many neighbors are deeply shaken.
The emotional recovery is going to take months for all of us and probably a lot of other people in the neighborhood too. It's really tragic on every level all around. They started in a tragic place. Their parents failed them. Systems have failed them. Our countries failed them.
The four juveniles ages 15 to 17 have been charged with attempted murder, robbery, aggravated assault, and related offenses. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help the family, including their four-year-old son. Money will also be raised during a neighborhood block party on the 17th. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.